It's been great to be in God's Word this year in the book of Colossians. Ha sido tremendo estar en la palabra del Señor en el libro de Colosenses este año. And as you know, our theme, nuestro tema del año is to go deeper and higher, ir más alto y profundo. And just to kind of warm up today para calendar, I just want to tell you a little bit of a story. Les quiero contar sobre un cuento. And there was a boy, había un niño, and he was traveling on a train. Él estaba viajando en un tren. And it was a long time ago, hace tiempo, because everybody on that train was so hot. Todos estaban tan calientes. So there was no air conditioning. No había aire acondicionado. Anybody ever travel in the days, anybody ever travel on a train or bus with no air conditioning, hot weather? ¿Quién ha viajado en esas condiciones calientes, un tren, un bus, y no hay aire acondicionado? It's not fun, right? No es divertido. But there was a group, había un grupo, and there was one boy, había un niño, that he just kept smiling. Él seguía sonriendo. And everybody was miserable. Todos estaban miserables. Everybody was complaining. Todos estaban quejando. But not this little boy. No este niño. And he just kept smiling. Y seguía sonriendo. And an older woman in the group, una mujer ya más grande en el grupo, she said, I got to find out why this little boy is so happy. Tengo que saber cuál es el secreto de este niño. Why can he be content even though it's hot? Obviously, he feels it too. ¿Cuál es el secreto que él está contento a pesar de todo? And she said, why are you so happy? ¿Por qué estás tan contento? And he says, because I know that at the end of this trip, I'm going to get to see my daddy. Porque yo sé que al final de este viaje yo voy a poder ver a mi papi. I'm going to get to see him. And that's what this message is all about today. De eso se trata el mensaje de hoy. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. And it's so interesting because this message, honestly, as I was preparing, I was like, wow, Lord, this is such a powerful message. It's un mensaje tan poderoso. And you never know who's going to be here on Sunday. Nunca sabes quién va a estar. But let me tell you, I'm so glad you're here. Estoy tan contento que estás aquí. Because if you need to be encouraged today, si necesitas ser animado hoy, this is a message that you need. Este es un mensaje que necesitas. Gloria a Dios. Praise the Lord. So we're going to get into it, but I want to ask you to pray with me, even as I'm battling my microphone. Quiero pedirles que oren conmigo. Heavenly gracious Father, we give you this time. Padre nuestro, te damos este tiempo. We are so blessed. Estamos tan bendecidos de estar aquí. Lord, we know the Holy Spirit is right here with us. Sabemos que el Espíritu Santo está aquí. And that through the Holy Spirit, you are here. A través del Espíritu Santo, tú estás aquí. And our Lord and Savior Jesus, y nuestro Señor Jesús. Lord, we don't always understand how it all works. No siempre entendemos cómo todo funciona. But we know, Lord, that you are faithful. Sabemos que eres fiel. We know that you are good. Sabemos que eres bueno. We know that you are loving. Sabemos que eres un Dios amoroso. Lord, I pray that you give to each one what they need this morning. Pedimos, Padre, que tú le des a cada uno lo que necesitan esta mañana. Take over, Holy Spirit. Toma control, Espíritu Santo. Use me as your instrument. Úsame como tu instrumento. And help us, Lord, by the time we're done, to again echo and understand that it's going to be worth it all. Ayúdanos, Señor, al final, tener bien, bien seguro nuestros corazones que todo va a valer la pena. If we're in Jesus, si estamos en Jesús, it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. Whether we are going through difficult times and suffering, aunque estemos sufriendo, pasando momentos difíciles, if we're in Jesus, it's going to be worth it all. Si estamos en Jesús, todo va a valer la pena. All the efforts, todos los esfuerzos. All the difficult times, todos los momentos difíciles. Even all the good times, aún los buenos tiempos. It's going to be worth it all if we're in Jesus. Va a valer la pena si estamos en Jesús. And we pray that everyone will have that conviction today that they're in Christ. Que todos tengan esa convicción en este día que están en Cristo. In Jesus' name we pray. En el nombre de Jesús oramos. Amén. You know, as we go, I kind of wanted to remind us of some things as we talk about going deeper and higher. Mientras comenzamos, quería recordarles de ciertas cosas. Yo sé que hemos hablado de ir alto y profundo. And we've been in the book of Colossians. Hemos estado en el libro de Colosenses. And at the beginning, I kind of gave you an idea of where that was at on the map. Al principio les di hace un buen tiempo dónde estaba en el mapa. But you can see the little red dot. Pueden mirar ahí donde está rojo. And you'll see Colossae. Pueden ver Colosas. And I want to say it right, Colosas, yeah, in Spanish. And you can see that there's two other cities nearby, Hierapolis and Laodicea. Hay dos ciudades que están cerca, Hierapolis y Laodicea. And it was these three cities that were close to each other, estas tres ciudades que estaban cerca uno a otro. And this is who Paul was writing to. A estas personas les estaba escribiendo el apóstol Pablo. And I want to tell you a little bit more so you can understand some things. Les quiero contar un poquito más para que entiendan ciertas cosas. That these cities were, at the time, very wealthy. Tenían mucha riqueza. Each one was kind of famous for different things. Laodicea was famous because of their dyeing of colors, of clothes. So everybody wanted clothes from them. Laodicea estaban famosos porque ellos podían tintar la ropa de tal manera que todo mundo quería ropa de ellos. So they were well known for that. It's very rich. You also are going to hear Laodicea in the book of Revelation. En el libro de Apocalipsis también es mencionado. And God kind of calls them out because they think they're so rich. Dios les llama la atención porque se creen tan ricos. And that's sometimes the problem. Wealth in itself is not sin. La riqueza no es pecado. But if you take your eyes off of the Lord and put your eyes on your riches, then you get in trouble. Pero cuando quitas tus ojos del Señor y lo pones en tu riqueza, ahí es donde hay problemas. Hierapolis was famous because of their spa and hot baths. Everybody wanted to go there and have a retreat and take a hot bath. Ellos estaban bien conocidos por sus baños calientes. Todo el mundo quería ir y tomar vacación ahí y tomarse un baño caliente. And so they were known for that. And then Colossae is interesting. Colosas es interesante because they were also rich, estaban ricos, but something suddenly happened and the city went down. Algo de repente sucedió y se fue para abajo la ciudad. And to this day, you can go to all three of these, puedes ir a los tres, and you'll find ruins in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Puedes encontrar ruinas en Laodicea y Hierapolis, but you can't find much of anything where Colossae was. Casi no puedes encontrar nada donde estaba Colosas. It goes to show you that times change. Los tiempos cambian. These were rich cities. Eran ciudades ricas. These people thought that the things were going to go on the same way forever and ever. Estas personas pensaban que iba a continuar para siempre. La vida que tenía. They were rich. Eran ricos. They never imagined one day where all that would be left is ruins. Nunca se imaginaban que había un día que solo lo que iba a quedar eran ruinas. In a way, it's a reminder to us that we need to be careful. Nosotros tenemos que tener cuidado. We think that life as we see it will always continue the same way. Pensamos que la vida como lo vemos va a continuar igual. But that's not necessarily true. This place could be in ruins 100 years from now. Este lugar podría estar en ruinas en 100 años. The point is that it matters more where our relationship is with God than the physical material things around us. Lo que importa más es nuestra relación con Dios y no las cosas materiales alrededor. Let's not fall in love with our surroundings. No nos enamoremos de nuestras circunstancias because they can change. Pueden cambiar. And as we get deeper and higher in the Lord, y mientras estamos más altos y profundos en el Señor, we will become less attached to material things. Vamos a agarrarnos menos de las cosas materiales, and we're going to get closer to the Lord, y nos vamos a acercar más al Señor. He's going to be everything we need. Él va a ser todo lo que necesitamos. And so I remind us, and there was a river Lycus there. Había un río Lycus. You better Lycus. And that river was an important river. Era un río importante. And Laodicea and Hierapolis were across from each other. Esas dos ciudades, Hierapolis y Laodicea, estaban uno al otro lado del río. Podías mirar la otra ciudad. And 12 miles away was Colossae. Y en 12 millas más arriba del río estaba Colosas. And this valley, este valle, was known for its earthquakes. Era famoso por sus terremotos, este valle. Imagine living in a valley, in an area where it's famous for its earthquakes. Ah, maybe we can relate. Nosotros podemos entender, ¿va? Vivir en un lugar que es famoso por sus terremotos. And the earthquakes would hit and destroy everything, and they would rebuild. Y venían los terremotos y los destruían y reconstruían de nuevo. But eventually, something happened. Eventualmente, algo sucedió. And Epaphras was the person that God used to minister to the church in Colossae. Dios estaba usando este hermano para ministrar a la iglesia en Colosas. The church that Paul was writing to, la iglesia que Pablo le estaba escribiendo, because Paul did not found the church there. Pablo no plantó esa iglesia. Many people believe it was Epaphras. Muchos piensan que era Epaphras. The point is that Paul had never met these people before. Pablo nunca había conocido a esta gente frente a frente. And there was no Skype back then. No había Skype. There was no WhatsApp. He had never met them. Nunca los había conocido. He just knew that they had come to know Jesus. Él solo sabía que habían conocido al Señor, and they wanted to follow Jesus, y querían seguir a Jesús, and he wanted to help them. Y él los quería ayudar. So, now, we're going to get into the message. Vamos a entrar al mensaje. Would you open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2? Pueden abrir sus Biblias a Colosenses 2. Do you guys like knowing a little bit of that background? ¿Les gusta saber un poquito de eso? I think it helps enrich our reading of the Bible. Yo creo que enriquece nuestra lectura de la Biblia. I'm not going to do that all the time, but once in a while I think it's good. No lo hago siempre, pero a veces es bueno. And in your bulletin, en el boletín, you'll have the sermon outline. Van a tener la guía del sermón. You can follow. Pueden seguirlo. You can fill those in if you want. Pueden llenarlo si quieren. And I just want to start by reading the first three verses. We're going to cover verses 1 through 5. Vamos a cubrir del versículo 1 al 5. But I just want to start by reading the first three verses. Solo quiero empezar leyendo los primeros tres versículos. And here's Paul writing to these brothers that we just found out about. Y aquí está Pablo escribiéndole a estos hermanos que les acabo de escribir. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. Porque quiero que sepáis qué gran lucha tengo por vosotros y por los que están en Laodicea y por todos los que no me han visto en persona. Verse 2, versículo 2. My goal is that they be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Para que sean alentados sus corazones y unidos en amor, alcancen todas las riquezas que proceden de una plena seguridad de comprensión, resultando en un verdadero conocimiento del misterio de Dios, es decir, de Cristo. In verse 3, versículo 3, in whom all are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, speaking of Christ. Hablando de Cristo, en quien están escondidos todos los tesoros de la sabiduría y del conocimiento. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga la lectura de su palabra a nuestras mentes y corazones. So, it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. It's going to be worth it all because we are motivated by a special love. Because we are motivated by a special love. Porque estamos motivados por un amor especial. Todo va a valer la pena. You see, Paul was a model. Pablo era un modelo. And he loved these people. Él amaba a estas personas. He was fighting for them. Él estaba luchando por ellos. He was willing to go through things for them. Él estaba dispuesto a pasar por cosas por ellos, even though he had never met them in person. Aunque nunca los había conocido en persona. How many of us have been willing to fight for people that we haven't even met? ¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos estado dispuestos a luchar por personas que ni hemos conocido? But there was Paul. Ahí estaba Pablo. And Paul's modeling a love that is a special love. Él está modelando un amor que es un amor especial because it's a love that comes from God. Es un amor que viene de Dios. See, we don't love that way, humanly speaking. En nuestra humanidad no amamos así. We in our human love, en nuestro amor humano, we love because we want to get something usually. Amamos porque queremos recibir algo. Our love is motivated by feelings. Nuestro amor muchas veces humano está motivado por emociones. And if we feel good, si sentimos bien, then we give. Then we love. Si nos sentimos bien, damos y amamos. But not God's love. And not the love that Paul had. No el amor de Dios o el amor que tenía Pablo. It wasn't motivated by feelings. No estaba motivado por sentimientos. It was motivated by a commitment. Estaba motivado por un compromiso. And that commitment was to do what was best for these brothers and sisters, no matter what. Y ese compromiso era hacer lo mejor para estos hermanos, no importando lo que sea. A commitment to do what's best for someone else. Un compromiso de hacer lo mejor para alguien más. You know, that's how God loves us. Así nos ama el Señor. Even when we fail, aun cuando fracasamos, God still loves us. Dios todavía nos ama. He's committed. Él está comprometido. Because he's good, porque él es bueno. He is love. Él es amor. This is the kind of love that should motivate us in ministry and life. Ese es el tipo de amor que nos debe de motivar en nuestro ministerio y la vida. We're motivated. And because of that, it's going to be worth it all. Y por eso todo va a valer la pena. Because of that love that conquers, por ese amor que conquista. That love that overcomes, ese amor que conquista. That sometimes we go, but what about the fact that many people, even when you love, they don't love back. Hay muchas personas que cuando uno ama, no aman de regreso. And you can get frustrated and you can get tired y te puedes frustrar y cansar. And imagine Paul probably had those days where he was tired. Pablo tuvo días que estaba cansado because he would try to share this love, but they sometimes would not listen, pero a veces no escuchaban. And they would fight against him y luchaban en contra. And Paul would probably go, but I'm trying to help you. Te estoy tratando de ayudar. Have you ever gone through that? ¿Has pasado por eso? Where you're trying to love someone and they won't even receive it? ¿Estás tratando de amar a alguien y no lo reciben? Or they fight you o te pelean? You're like, what? I'm trying to help you. Te quiero ayudar. I love you. Yo te amo. I'm not the enemy. No soy el enemigo. I'm with you. Estoy contigo. But when you love with this kind of love, cuando amas con este tipo de amor, it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. Because love conquers. El amor conquista. Love never fails. El amor nunca fracasa. Nunca se rinde. Love never gives up. El amor no se rinde. That's in 1 Corinthians 13. Eso está en 1 Corintios 13. And I want to encourage you that if you're not clear on what this kind of love is, go home and read 1 Corinthians 13. Si tú no estás claro en lo que es este tipo de amor, quiero que vayas como tarea y leas 1 Corintios 13. Because God makes it clear there. Dios lo hace claro. Because that's how God loves. Así ama Dios. And that's how God wants us to love. Y así es como Dios quiere que amemos. Now we're going to fail sometimes. A veces vamos a fracasar. But love, God, never fails. Never gives up. Pero Dios, que es amor, nunca se rinde. Nunca fracasa. So even when you fail, you ask the Lord to make up for your failure. You trust that he will fill that in. Aun cuando tú fracases, pide al Señor que él llene ese espacio. Que él llene lo que tú no puedes. Because there will be plenty of times where we won't have enough. Van a haber muchos momentos que no vamos a tener suficiente. But God has enough. Pero Dios tiene suficiente. And we need to depend on his love so that we can say one day it's going to be worth it all. Y tenemos que depender de su amor para que un día digamos, todo va a valer la pena. Are you encouraged today? ¿Estás animado hoy? Don't give up. No te rindas. God has not given up. Dios no se ha rendido. His love is enough. Su amor es suficiente. Even when they're not loving you back, aun cuando no te están amando de regreso, God loves you. Dios te ama. And he will help us. Él nos va a ayudar. We see there that love. Vemos ese amor. And in verse 4, en el versículo 4, Paul says, I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. Esto les digo para que nadie os engañe con razonamientos persuasivos. You see, Paul loved them and did not want them to be deceived. Pablo los amaba y no querían que fueran engañados. When you love someone, you don't want them to be deceived. Cuando amas a alguien, no quieres que sean engañados, ¿va? Anybody here love somebody and want them to be deceived? No, right? Nadie aquí ama a alguien y quiere que sean engañados. You want them to know the truth, right? Quieres que sepan la verdad. Because the truth sets us free. La verdad nos libera. And that truth is Jesus. Y esa verdad es Jesús. And Paul wanted them to know Jesus so much. Pablo quería que conocieran a Jesús tanto that nobody could start telling them about a false Jesus and they would follow him. Para que nadie les diría de un falso Cristo, para que ellos empezaran a seguir a ese falso Cristo. He wanted them to know the true, true Jesus so that without a doubt they would always follow him. Él quería que supieran el genuino, verdadero Jesús para que siempre lo siguieran a él. And that's how God wants us to know Jesus. Así quiere que el Señor con nosotros conozcamos al Señor Jesús. So that no one deceives us. Que nadie nos engañe. You know, there's a lot of false Jesus being presented in the world today. Hay muchos Cristos falsos que se están presentando en el mundo de hoy. And they're Jesus that do not lead to God, but they lead to hell. Que no están llevando a la gente al cielo, están llevándolos al infierno. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Jesús es el único mediador entre el hombre y Dios. No one else saves. Nadie más salva. Don't pray to anybody else. No vayas a orar a alguien más. When you want to face God, it needs to be through Jesus. Cuando quieres enfrentar a Dios, tiene que ser a través de Jesús. He's the only one, él es el único, that can help us to be in God's presence and not be destroyed. Es el único que nos puede ayudar a estar en la presencia de Dios y no ser destruidos. Because in our sin, en nuestro pecado, we would be destroyed by a holy God. Seríamos destruidos por un Dios santo. Because there is no sin in God. No hay ni un pecado en Dios. There is no darkness. No hay oscuridad. There is only light. Solo hay luz. And Jesus is the light. Jesús es la luz that could take us from darkness into that light. Que nos podía llevar de esa oscuridad a esa luz en Dios. Only Jesus. Solo Jesús. So don't be deceived. Don't follow any other Jesus but the Jesus of the Bible. No sigas a ni un otro Jesús, pero el Jesús de la Biblia. So important. In verse 5, versículo 5, for though I am absent from you in the body, I am present with you in spirit and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. Porque aunque estoy ausente en el cuerpo, sin embargo estoy con vosotros en espíritu, regocijándome al ver vuestra buena disciplina y la estabilidad de vuestra fe en Cristo. Paul was excited that they were disciplined and they were committed to Jesus. Pablo estaba emocionado que estaban disciplinados y estaban comprometidos a seguir a Jesús. And love affirms the good. El amor afirma lo bueno. Because sometimes we say tough love. A veces decimos amor firme. And tough love does have to speak the truth and correct. Y el amor verdadero tiene que corregir y hablar la verdad. But we should also affirm the good that is in people's lives if we have God's love. Pero también debemos de afirmar lo bueno que está en las vidas de las personas cuando tenemos el amor de Dios. Learn to affirm, just like Paul, the good that God is doing in someone's life. Sometimes we only see the negative. A veces solo miramos lo negativo. We have to learn to also see the good things that God is doing in someone's life. Tenemos que ver las cosas buenas que Dios está haciendo en la vida de los demás, even if they're small, aunque sea que sean pequeñas, especially children, especialmente los hijos. They need to hear that. I see that God is doing this. Yo veo que Dios está haciendo esto. Or even if it's a small thing, aunque sea algo pequeño. And then we see in Ephesians 3, 17 and 19, vemos en Efesios 3, 17 al 19. This is the point. Este es el punto. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted, established in love. De manera que Cristo por la fe en vuestros corazones y que arraigados y cimentados en amor may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Seas capaces de comprender con todos los santos cuál es la anchura, la longitud, la altura y la profundidad y de conocer el amor de Cristo que sobrepasa todo conocimiento para que seáis llenos hasta la medida de toda la plenitud de Dios. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's the love of God. Ese es el amor de Dios. He wants us to be full of his love. Quiere que seamos llenos de su amor. You know, that's the challenge. Ese es el reto. Because in our own human frailty, we can't love this way. En nuestra humanidad no podemos amar así. But you know that every day we can invite the Holy Spirit to fill us with this love so that we can share this love with those around us. Pero cada día tenemos la oportunidad de invitar al Espíritu Santo que nos llene con este amor para todos los demás. Our cup is, we only got a little bit en nuestro vaso. Poquito. But the Holy Spirit can come and fill it so it overflows. Pero el Espíritu Santo puede venir para llenar nuestra copa para que sobrepase, que se llene y tope con los demás. You know, I remember in the Bible, en la Biblia, I always go back to the story of Jacob and Rachel. Siempre regreso a la historia de Jacob y Raquel. You guys remember that story? ¿Recuerdan? That Jacob loved Rachel, Jacob amaba a Raquel, and he was willing to work 7 years for her. Él estaba dispuesto a trabajar 7 años por ella, right? And this was money that was going to go to her father, dinero que iba a ir a su padre, and he was going to work hard, iba a trabajar duro. Not in air-conditioned rooms, no en cuartos de aire acondicionado, but out there in the fields, en los campos. He was going to work hard. Iba a trabajar duro. 7 years, 7 años. And the Bible said that because of his love for Rachel, por su amor por Raquel, it seemed like days to him. Le parecía como días. Now we know that Jacob's love was limited. It's human. Sabemos que era limitado, es humano. But it gives us a small window of when your motivation truly is love, how you're able to do things that you could not do without it. Nos enseña una ventanita de que cuando nuestra motivación es amor, podemos hacer cosas que sin amor no podríamos. That's what we need from God. De eso necesitamos de Dios. So we can say one day it's going to be worth it all. Para que digamos un día todo va a valer la pena. Number two. Número dos. Brother Robert, I think it, let me see. Sometimes computers do weird things. I think I got it now. Yep. Number two. Número dos. It's going to be worth it all because our goal pleases God. Todo va a valer la pena porque nuestra meta agrada a Dios. Because our goal pleases God. Porque nuestra meta agrada a Dios. Look at what Paul said. What's his goal? My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love. Para que sean alentados sus corazones y unidos en amor. That was the goal of Paul. Esa era la meta de Pablo. That's what God wants for us. Eso es lo que Dios quiere para nosotros. That's what we should want. Eso es lo que nosotros debemos de querer. That people would be encouraged in heart and united in love. Que nuestros hermanos sean alentados sus corazones y unidos en amor. That's what our life should be about in Christ. De eso se debería de tratar nuestra vida en el Señor. Is your life an encouragement to others? ¿Es tu vida un ánimo a los demás? Or do you make it harder for other people? ¿O haces que la vida sea más difícil para los demás? Is your bar so high that nobody can please you? ¿Está tu barra tan alta que nadie te puede agradar? Be careful, ten cuidado. Because think about how the Lord has come down to where we are. Piensa como el Señor ha venido donde estamos, a nuestro nivel. He's been willing to adjust. Él ha estado dispuesto a ajustarse. Not his standards, no su estándar, but his willingness to meet us where we are so that we can see his love. Pero su disposición de llegar a donde estemos para mirar su amor. He could condemn us. Él podría condenarnos. But he offers life. Pero él ofrece vida. I think technology is being weird today. That's okay. That's okay. It happens. Wow. Brother Robert, I'm not sure if this has a life of its own. No sé si tiene su propia vida, but here we go. Okay, there we are. I found myself. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:10 with me. Miran 1 Corintios 1:10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus, that all you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Os ruego, hermanos, por el nombre de nuestro Señor, que todos los pongáis de acuerdo y que no haya divisiones entre vosotros, sino que estéis enteramente unidos en un mismo sentir y un mismo parecer. God desires for his children to be united. Dios desea que sus hijos sean unidos. How many of you parents, how many of you are parents? ¿Cuántos de ustedes son padres? Okay. All right. How many of you have more than one child? ¿Cuántos de ustedes tienen más de un niño? Okay. Wow. Hats off. Me quito el gorro. I salute you. Wow. Three sombreros. Wow. De veras, les doy crédito. Do you guys like seeing your children fight with each other? ¿Les gusta ver sus hijos que se peleen? Agarran el popcorn y empiezan a disfrutar con las palomitas. Uy, qué rico. No one, right? Nadie. It breaks your heart, right? Quiebra tu corazón. Well, God is the same. Dios es igual. He hates to see his children fighting with each other. Él odia ver sus hijos peleándose uno con otros. But you know, that's what we see too much in the church today. Miramos eso demasiado en la iglesia hoy. And we need to learn to have a goal to be united in Christ. Tenemos que tener la meta de ser unidos en Cristo. And you know what that means? That means that we're willing to sometimes set aside our feelings for the good of unity. Significa que a veces vamos a apartar nuestros sentimientos para el bien de la unidad. Now, does that mean that we agree with things that are not agreeing with Scripture? ¿Significa que vamos a estar de acuerdo con cosas que no están en la palabra de Dios? No. But sometimes we fight for things that are not worth our relationship. Pero a veces nos peleamos por cosas que no valen la pena, que nos va a costar nuestra relación. There are essential things in the Bible. Hay cosas esenciales en la vida, en la Biblia, and there are non-essentials. Y hay cosas que no son esenciales. Everything essential has to do with our relationship with God. Todo lo esencial tiene que ver con nuestra relación con Dios. Jesus, there's only one Savior. Jesús, solo hay un Salvador. There's only one Spirit. Solo hay un Espíritu. One baptism, un bautismo. There's a series of things that are not negotiable. Hay cosas que no son negociables. But there are a lot of things that we are not going to agree on always in the Scripture. And they're not essential to our relationship with God. Hay cosas en la Biblia que no vamos a estar siempre de acuerdo 100%, pero no son esencial a nuestra relación con Dios. And you know what? We got to learn to let those things go. Tenemos que aprender a poner esas cosas aparte. Because we're all growing. Todos estamos creciendo. And we should not chop each other's head off. No nos debemos de cortar la cabeza. Because we don't agree in everything. Porque no estamos de acuerdo en todo. But if we can agree on the essentials. Si podemos estar de acuerdo en lo esencial. Then praise the Lord. Gloria a Dios. I got a brother, I got a sister that's worth fighting for. Tengo un hermano que vale la pena luchar por ellos. Yeah. And we're going to have brothers and sisters that are different from us. Vamos a tener hermanos que son diferentes a nosotros. There's some brothers that like to raise the hands and others that don't. Algunos les gusta levantar la mano y otros que no. There's room for both. Hay campo para los dos. There's some that like to move and there's others that don't. Algunos les gusta mover y otros que no. There's room for both. Hay campo para los dos. And on, right? They're not essential to our ultimate relationship with God. No son esenciales a nuestra salvación. Let me put it that way. It's not essential to our salvation. If it's not essential to our salvation, si no es esencial a nuestra salvación, we have to learn to agree to disagree. Tenemos que aprender de estar de acuerdo, de estar en desacuerdo, por decirlo así. En eso. All right? Because it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena if we have that goal, si tenemos esa meta. Because God has given us all these things. Dios nos ha dado todas estas cosas. If you read Ephesians 4, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, it's all the things that the Lord has given us. Son todas las cosas que el Señor nos ha dado. Pastors and teachers, pastores, maestros, etc., etc. And they're all to build up the body. Son todos para edificar el cuerpo. And he wants that for us. Y quiere eso para nosotros. Why? Because verse 13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Porque en el versículo 13, hasta que todos lleguemos a la unidad de la fe y del conocimiento pleno del Hijo de Dios, a la condición de un hombre maduro, a la medida de la estatura de la plenitud de Cristo. That is God's goal for us. Esa es la meta de Dios para nosotros. He wants us to be mature in Christ. Quiere que seamos maduros en Cristo. Not fighting over everything. No peleándonos sobre todo. Oh, I want the wall to be blue. Yo quiero que sea azul la pared. Oh, solo los bien espiritual están de acuerdo con el azul. Only really spiritual people really like blue. Oh, only really spiritual people like pews. Solo los bien espirituales quieren que tengamos así. ¿Cómo se dicen los pews? Las bancas. Solo las bancas son espiritual. Think about it. That's not maturity. Eso no es madurez en Cristo. But we fight over things like that in the church when people are going to hell and need Jesus. Estamos peleándonos de cosas tontas cuando hay gente que no conocen al Señor Jesús y van a ir al infierno. We need to put aside so many things. Tenemos que apartar muchas cosas so we can tell people about Jesus para que les digamos de Jesús. But that also people see that we're united. Pero que ellos también vean que nosotros somos unidos. Gloria a Dios. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. You know, there's a story about two cars. Hay una historia de dos carros. And one car broke down. Un carro se descompuso. And you've been here. Ustedes han estado ahí. And I'm sure you're not going to be like the car behind. Yo estoy seguro que ustedes no son como el carro que estaba atrás. And the car in front, el carro de enfrente, was a lady. Era una mujer. And she just went. Así con los brazos arriba. She didn't know what to do. No sabía qué hacer. You know? The car wouldn't move. No se movía el carro. And the man behind her, el hombre detrás de él, without mercy. And she finally got out of the car. Por fin salió del carro. And she just came very quietly, bien quedita. Came to the man's door, vino a la puerta, and said, in a very nice voice, una voz muy agradable, would you mind if we switch cars? ¿Te molestaría si cambiamos de carro? That way you can see what it's like for me, and then I can do what you're doing. Para que tú puedas ver lo que es para mí, y yo puedo hacer tu trabajo, si quieres. Wow. Funny, right? But sad. Chistoso, pero triste. We do that sometimes. When we refuse to see what someone else is going through, cuando no queremos ver lo que está pasando a alguien más, we destroy our unity. Destruimos nuestra unidad. God doesn't need people in the church. Dios no necesita gente que esté así pegándole el freno, haciendo eso en la iglesia. He needs people that are willing to come and work in the love of Christ for unity. Él quiere personas que están dispuestas a trabajar para la unidad en la iglesia. You know what? I can see that hermana Águeda is having a hard time with hermana Zoe. Maybe I can invite them both to lunch so that we can work things out. Yo veo que las dos hermanas están teniendo un problema. Tal vez las puedo invitar a las dos, unas pupusas, tamarindo. Ahí nos arreglamos. Sometimes that's all it takes, is a little effort. Es un poco de esfuerzo, but a lot of love, pero mucho amor. It's going to be worth it all. Va a valer la pena todo. And the last point, el último punto. It's going to be worth it all because our security comes from knowing Christ. Todo va a valer la pena porque nuestra seguridad viene de conocer a Cristo. Our riches, nuestra riqueza. That's our true riches. Esa es nuestra verdadera riqueza. When we know that, all of these things become balanced. Cuando sabemos eso, todas estas cosas se ponen en balance. Because I'm not worried about what's in the bank. Yo no estoy preocupado de lo que está en el banco. Because who needs to sit on the throne is sitting on the throne. Porque el que tiene que sentarse en el trono está sentado. And that's what Paul was talking about in this verse. Verse 2, the second part. En la segunda parte del versículo 2. So that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Alcancen todas las riquezas que proceden de una plena seguridad de comprensión, resultando en un verdadero conocimiento del misterio de Dios, es decir, de Cristo. Paul wanted them to have that security. Pablo quería que tuvieran esa seguridad. And you know what? When you have that security that you know who Jesus is, cuando tienes esa seguridad que conoces quién es Jesús, nobody can take that from you. Nadie te lo puede quitar. And it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena because you know him who made it all. Conoces al quien lo hizo todo. And who knows it all y que lo sabe todo. He knows the good, the bad, and the ugly about your life. Él conoce lo bueno, lo malo, y lo feo de tu vida. And he still loves you. Y todavía te ama. Do you know that? ¿Lo sabes? In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, en quien están escondidos todos los tesoros de la sabiduría y del conocimiento. You know, many people in those times, the Gnostics, los Gnósticos, they were talking about hidden knowledge. That you needed Jesus plus special knowledge. Los Gnósticos decían que necesitabas a Jesús, pero conocimiento especial. Conocimiento escondido. And that only they had access. Y que solo ellos tenían acceso. That's not true. No es verdad. You have access through Jesus. Tú tienes acceso por medio de Jesús. You don't need a library of knowledge. No necesitas una biblioteca de conocimiento. You need Jesus. Necesitas a Jesús. Now, does that mean that learning is bad? ¿Significa que aprender es malo? No, I didn't say that. Yo no dije eso. But when you know Jesus, cuando conoces a Jesús, he is the truth. Él es la verdad. And everything becomes clear through him. Y todo lo demás se hace claro a través de él. And the problem is that too many people think that the treasures are in how many things they know. El problema es que mucha gente cree que los tesoros es en todo lo que ellos saben. Or all that they own, o todo lo que ellos tienen, sus riquezas. Oh, look at my cars. Look at my houses. Mira mis carros, mis casas. Those things, you're not taking them with you. No te los puedes llevar. Someone else is going to enjoy them after you. Alguien más va a disfrutarlos. The true treasure is knowing Jesus. El verdadero tesoro es conocer a Jesús. That's what Paul wanted for the Colossians. Eso es lo que quería Pablo para los Colosenses. That's what God wants for us. Eso es lo que Dios quiere para nosotros. And when we know Jesus that way, cuando conocemos a Jesús así, it's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. I'm not going to read this whole verse. No voy a leerlo todo. But 2 Corinthians 2, 14, 4:16 through 18. Segunda Corintios 4, 16 y 18. Just write it down. Apúntalo. It's saying that even though we're wasting away outside, aunque nos estamos gastando por fuera, inside, we're being renewed. Adentro estamos siendo renovados cada día. We're being renewed spiritually inside, even though the outside's falling apart. Estamos siendo renovados por dentro en Jesús, aunque lo de afuera se está desgastando. Oh, don't I know it. I played basketball 3 times this week, and my body is feeling it. Yo jugué basketball 3 veces esta semana, y mi cuerpo lo siente. I'm like, my body's falling apart. Se está desgastando. Ya se va, pam, brum. A veces siento que una pierna se va a caer por ahí. Sometimes I feel like my leg's just going to fall right off. But it's okay. Because Jesus is renewing the inside. Jesús está renovándome por dentro. And that's what matters. Eso es lo que importa. And we fix our eyes not on what's seen, but unseen. Not on the temporary. Ponemos nuestros ojos no en lo que vemos, pero lo que no podemos ver. En lo que es eterno. Lo que no es temporal. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. If we put our eyes on Jesus y ponemos nuestros ojos en Jesús. In Hebrews 10, 19 and 21, Hebreos 10, 19 y 21, basically says that we have access to God through Jesus. Dice que tenemos acceso a Dios por medio de Jesús. Jesus has made the way. Jesús ha hecho la manera. We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Nosotros tenemos confianza para entrar al lugar santísimo por la sangre de Jesús. Confidence, seguridad, confianza. I don't need to be afraid. No tengo que tener temor. I don't need to go to somebody else. No tengo que ir a alguien más. Oh, I better call the pastor. Tengo que llamar al pastor. And you can call me, okay? Me pueden llamar. But some people think only through the pastor. Alguna gente piensa solo por el pastor. My prayers are not more powerful than your prayers. Mis oraciones no son más poderosas que las suyas. It's Jesus that gives us access. Es Jesús que nos da acceso. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. That's the security that the Lord wants for us. Es la seguridad que el Señor quiere para nosotros. Not to live to please ourselves. No para vivir para agradarnos, but to please Him. Pero para agradarlo a Él. And you read those when you have a moment. You read Hebrews 10, 22 and 23 as well. You read Hebrews 19 to 23. Ustedes lean Hebreos 10 del 19 al 23 because you will be so blessed. Vas a ser tan bendecido. You're going to realize it's all about Jesus. Solo se trata de Jesús. So many Christians need to learn to rest in what Jesus has done. Muchos cristianos tienen que aprender a descansar en lo que Jesús hizo. He's the only one that pleases God. Él es el único que agrada a Dios. And so you know how we're going to please God? Through Jesus living in us. Nosotros vamos a agradar a Dios por medio de Jesús vivir en nosotros. And the more we follow Jesus, the more we please the Lord. Entre más seguimos a Jesús, más le agradamos al Señor. There's a little story to end. Hay un cuento para terminar. You guys still with me? ¿Todavía están conmigo? Good job today. Buen trabajo. You know, these aren't easy to do bilingually. But the Lord is good, huh? No es fácil ser bilingüe. Para ustedes también, escuchando. Pero los felicito. Gloria a Dios. You know, there was this story. Había un cuento. There was a monastery in Portugal. Había un monasterio. ¿Se dice monasterio? Monasterio en Portugal. And it was known because it was high up. Estaba bien alto. It was like, I don't know if it was 3,000 feet. No sé si era 3,000 pies, but it was high. Era alto. And the only way to get up there, la única manera de llegar, was in a basket. Era en una canasta. It was a big basket. Era una canasta grande. And there was a rope. Había un lazo. And there were strong men, hombres fuertes. You know, and you had to get in the basket. Tenías que entrar a la canasta. Y te mandaban para arriba. And one day, this man got invited. Un hombre lo invitaron. And he got there and he looked up. Él miró para arriba y dijo, ¡Uy! He was scared. And he said, I'm going to go up in that. Yo me voy a subir en eso. And he noticed that the rope, el miró que el lazo, it was looked kind of old. Se miraba viejo. And he said, what a, I'm going to not trust the rope. No voy a confiarme en el lazo. So he thought, to help himself, para ayudarse, he was going to ask. He said, so how often do they replace the rope? ¿Cada cuánto reemplazan el lazo? And he said, oh, we replace it every time it breaks. Lo reemplazamos cada vez que se quiebra. I don't know if he went up there. Yo no sé si él lo hizo. The point is that we're not trusting in an old rope. El punto es que nosotros no estamos confiando en un lazo viejo. We're trusting in Jesus. Estamos confiando en Jesús. The rock. La roca. He said, if you built your house on the rock, then you don't have to fear. Si tú edificas tu hogar, tu vida en la roca, no tienes que tener temor. Because it doesn't matter when the wind and the storm comes. No importa cuando vienen los vientos y las tormentas de la vida. If your rock is on Jesus, if your life is built on Jesus, si tu vida está edificada en Jesús, you will be secure. Estarás seguro. It's going to be worth it all. Todo va a valer la pena. And remember the story at the beginning. Recuerdan el viaje. That boy, ese niño, he knew he was going to see his daddy. Él sabía que iba a ver su papá. And even though he was suffering, aunque estaba sufriendo, he could be content. Él podía estar contento. Because he knew what the end game was. Él sabía la meta. We're going to close with a word of prayer. Vamos a terminar con una palabra de oración. Heavenly Gracious Father, we love you. Te amamos, Padre. We know it's going to be worth it all because you have rescued us. Sabemos que todo va a valer la pena porque tú nos has rescatado. And we want to live by that motivation of your love. Queremos vivir por esa motivación de tu amor. We want to live in that fellowship of unity and love with brothers and sisters in Christ. Queremos vivir en esa unidad, en amor y unidad con hermanos en Cristo, ese compañerismo. And Lord, we want to just every day be reminded of that security we have in knowing Jesus. Cada día queremos ser recordados en esa seguridad que tenemos en conocer a Jesús. And Lord, we want to tell other people about Jesus. Queremos contarle a otros sobre Jesús. Because we know that it's worth it all when we know Jesus. Sabemos que todo vale la pena si conocemos al Señor Jesús. Would you bless my brothers and sisters this morning as maybe they're going through tough times? Señor, bendice a mis hermanos en estos momentos que tal vez están pasando momentos difíciles.